It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. There's been a great effort to revitalize Detroit in recent years, but new figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the city is still losing population. The agency estimates that Detroit lost 3,500 residents in 2016. That's not a huge loss compared to other years, but people were hoping last year would be the year the city finally saw a gain. Jack, what's it going to take to see that growth?
Schools that people can rely on, put their kids in, which Detroit doesn't have yet, and of course, secondarily jobs. It's interesting because Mayor Mike Duggan said when he was running 4 years ago that that should be the ultimate criteria by which he was judged, whether the city's population turned around or not, and so far it hasn't. Now, he had a spokesman who said these figures might not be accurate, etc., but in the past, when census figures have proven to be inaccurate, the population loss has actually been greater. So the loss has clearly slowed down, but it hasn't stopped.
Legislation that would outlaw sanctuary cities in Michigan got its first hearing this week in Lansing. The bills would ban local rules that police officers cannot ask about the immigration status of a suspect or a witness unless it's tied to their investigation. Critics say police shouldn't have to act as federal immigration agents. Jack, this ongoing debate can't be making things easy for police who work in these so-called sanctuary cities.
If this passes, and I think there's a demagogic appeal that will result in this being passed and signed by the governor, it'll create an unholy mess because you'll have police in towns like East Lansing and Ann Arbor who will just refuse to enforce it. Other places will see sort of, shall we say, unequal enforcement. They'll arrest some people and not other people. And again, police don't have the resources to do this. So I think eventually what will happen will be sort of a de facto don't ask, don't tell in most places. But this is something that politicians like to do to show that they look tough on immigration and really is going to cause a real headache for local police services.
Choose Life will be an option for Michigan license plates if the governor signs off on a bill heading to his desk. This bill has kicked off a lot of controversy since proceeds from the plate would go toward a fund created by Right to Life Michigan. Critics of the bill say it would mean the government is taking a side in the abortion debate. Others say the plate also supports suicide prevention and mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. What do you think, Jack?
I think the best thing would be for this bill to be ruled unconstitutional as quickly as possible. This has nothing to do whether you're anti-abortion or pro-choice. This has to do with the state collecting money and transferring it to a political action group of the state's choosing. So I think this is clearly out of the bounds of what states ought to be doing. It'd be the same thing if they were collecting money and giving it to Planned Parenthood or other sort of pro-choice services. Frankly, I think license plates should say things like HAPO2.
Dogs in Michigan may soon be able to go out to dinner with their humans. A bill passed by the state Senate this week would allow dogs on outdoor patios at restaurants as long as the restaurant met certain requirements. Bill sponsor Senator Margaret O'Brien says this is necessary if Michigan wants to be a tourist state. However, similar legislation failed last year. What do you think, Jack? Are you itching to take your dog out for dinner?
He looks lousy in a tux, so probably not. And he doesn't like to be seen with me in public. Anyway, the baffling thing about this is I walk in downtowns like Royal Oak, Michigan, where I already see all sorts of dogs out on patios with people who are dining. So it's sort of baffling. Apparently, it hasn't been enforced if there was a law against this. I think it depends on how well-behaved the dog is. I mean, most of us, including me, are dog lovers, but nobody wants some rambunctious German shepherd going after other diners' plates. So I guess it's probably worth an experiment.
And lastly, the annual Mackinac Policy Conference starts next week on Mackinac Island. The conference draws business leaders and media, along with state and federal officials. What will some of the key topics be this year?
Honestly, you want an honest answer?
I do.
The only topic that really matters is politicians running for office, raising money for things. There are sessions, and people go to these sessions sometimes, and everybody forgets about them as soon as the conference is over. But there are a lot of people up there who are networking, sort of trolling for votes. There are some baffling things. Arlen Meekhoff, for example, is holding a major fundraiser, although he's term limited and isn't running for anything else. Anyway, a lot of food and booze will be consumed. People will hopefully network, and the great hope of this conference is that it will lead the people from different parts of the states getting to know each other and making deals that will help everybody in Michigan. We're still holding our breath.
All right, Jack. Well, I hope you have a good Memorial Day weekend.
I promise not to scuba dive on my way to Mackinac.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.